Drew Spivak joins us. Drew, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on, as always.
The name that has Order fans intrigued, there's lots of rumors. Well, the Orders would be interested. I'm not sure the Avs would be much interested in dealing him, of course, is Tyson Barrie. Is there any sort of angst or not overly enamored relationship between Barrie and his head coach? Any truth to that?
I don't think so, no. I don't think there's anything like that. You know, for the most part, from everything I've seen and kind of been around and heard, is that, you know, most of the players with this team, in fact, all the players that I know of, enjoy playing for Patrick Waugh. They like playing for Patrick Waugh and Tyson Barrie included in that bunch. And, you know, I know there's been some talk around here as, you know, some people have maybe speculated that maybe Patrick Waugh and the Avalanche organization view Tyson Barrie as maybe a fifth defenseman on this team. But I think if you look at, you know, the way that Patrick Waugh uses Tyson Barrie and his time on ice and different things like that, that they don't view him that way. They view him as one of their, you know, what top, even one or two, even three top defensemen for this organization. So I don't think there's any sort of, you know, issues as far as that goes with playing for Patrick Waugh.
Well, Drew, then the obvious question is, because we can hear rumors all we want, is it that the Avs feel that Tyson Barrie wants to be paid as more than what the Avs see him as?
I think so, yeah. I think that's what it kind of comes down to at the end of the day. I mean, you're talking about, you know, a player that just came off a year where he was making, I think, a little bit over $3 million this season. And you look at Tyson Barrie's numbers over the last couple of years, and, you know, he's put up some pretty fantastic and pretty good numbers. I mean, 53 points, I think, 2 years ago. I think he was 49 this last season. He's become one of the elite offensive defensemen in the NHL. And, you know, I think he looks at it and says, I want to get paid as such, whether, you know, that amounts to, you know, $5.5-6 million per season. I think it's up for debate, but I think the Avalanche kind of want to keep the salary down. You know, they don't want to go over that $6-6.5 million mark. And I think Tyson Barrie thinks that he's probably worth that. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see where the arbitrator comes down here once he has his hearing, if he gets to the point where he has a hearing at the team and Barrie don't work something out here in the next week or so. But I'm going to be very curious to see kind of what that number is that the arbitrator would come up with if it gets to that point.
Now, Barrie is an elite offensive defenseman already. I think that you look at his point totals, very few guys will put up 50 points or 40 points like he has so already in his career. You watch him every night. Are there defensive concerns? You know, his size would obviously lead me to think that there might be at certain times. Does he need to be somewhat sheltered by a solid defensive left partner?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that would definitely help him out. I mean, if you watch the Avalanche, you know, throughout this season, he was paired a lot of the times with Nick Holden, who is no longer with the team. They traded him off to New York for, you know, basically kind of some scraps or whatnot, not to be too harsh with it, but that's kind of the truth of the matter. He was paired with a guy that probably shouldn't have even really been playing in the NHL this year, but was given an opportunity on the Avalanche blue line based on their lack of depth at the position. So I think if you put Tyson Barrie with a guy that, you know, you can rely on a little bit more defensively in his own end, and you let Tyson Barrie just play his game, you know, play at both ends of the ice, use his skating ability and his passing ability to create opportunities and create scoring chances for himself and his teammates, I think that's going to put him in a better position. And we saw Patrick Waugh towards the very end of this year kind of do that a little bit more with, I think he paired him with Francois Beauchemin one game. You know, you could see him this year go with a guy like Fedor Tjutin, the newest, you know, defensive player for the Avalanche. You could see him go that route with it. But I don't think there's any doubt if you put Tyson Barrie with a guy that's more reliable in his own end, that he could even put up bigger numbers. I know they'd like to see him be better defensively, but I think at this point, you look at Tyson Barrie and say, you know what? He is what he is. He's an outstanding offensive player, and defensively he's a little bit of a reliability, but he's not a terrible defensive player. He struggles a little bit, you know, in the one-on-one type game defensively, but overall he's not bad, and his numbers that he puts up offensively I think make it more than worth what he brings to the table.
Well, Drew, when I look at Tyson Barrie, I see a dynamic player, and I'm speaking a little bit about the, you know, the size question as well. I don't see him as a timid, tiptoe out of the way, stay on the periphery player when he sees an opportunity, especially when the Avs need a goal. He seems to be a take-charge guy. I mean, is there any other read from you on that? I see him as a very competitive player.
Yeah, I see the exact same thing. I love watching the kid play. And, you know, it's funny because I think back to, you know, a couple years ago before he made his big splash 2 seasons ago, there was a lot of questions about him. People were like, well, here's another kid that's just, he's not very good defensively. There wasn't a lot of faith in him. And then when he got injured in that Minnesota series, you kind of saw how the dynamic of that entire playoff series changed. And ever since, you know, that season, Tyson Barrie's been just an electric player. He loves jumping into the play. He's not afraid to do it. And I think he provides a lot to this team night in and night out. So I definitely kind of see the same thing that you do when watching Tyson Barrie night in and night out.
Well, it is interesting. Nick Holden, he played 1,000 of the 1,400 even strength minutes with him. And the previous year, where he played about 1,300 even strength minutes, his most common defense partner was Nate Ginnin, who's not even, he's not a regular NHLer right now. And then after that, it was, a lot of different guys, a little bit with Jan Hayda, a little bit with Nick Holden, a little bit with Brad Stewart, but predominantly it was Ginnin and him. So you look at that, and so really 5-on-5 then, Barry's kind of been more of a third pairing guy as far as his partner goes. And so you'd look at it, if you look at the Avs and they sign him to the money he wants, shouldn't priority be number one then to ensure they've got a left pairing defenseman to play him with?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, I personally, I've always kind of maintained that they ought to put him with a guy like Francois Beauchemin. I think that would be a much better fit for him to give him that opportunity to kind of to be his type of player. You know, you could even see him maybe go with Nikita Zadorov next year, somebody of that nature on the left side that can be more reliable. Because, I mean, you just ran down the list of guys there. I mean, you're talking about guys that really shouldn't even be in the NHL, and that's the guys he's been paired with. And anybody that has watched Tyson Barrie knows that he's not a third-pairing defenseman. He's at worst, a team's number three defenseman. I mean, he's a very, very good player, but you got to put him with a guy that you can rely on defensively to let Barrie kind of be what he is. He's going to give up some defensive chances. It's going to happen. We see that. I mean, Eric Johnson's a guy that's kind of like that as well. Eric Johnson does some very good things defensively. There's nights you're like, well, Eric Johnson's going to give up some chances because he wants to jump into the rush and make things happen offensively. But you look at Tyson Barrie's skill set, and he's a guy that you know is going to bring a night in and night out to Pennsylvania. So if you give him a guy that you can match up on that left side there with, I think you're going to be in good shape with him.
Yeah, Drew, I agree. I think you've got to, right now with money on the table, nobody's going to say too much, but I think you got to look at a player like Barrie and pay him and appreciate him for what he is, not what he isn't, because short of a handful of guys in the National Hockey League, hardly any players bring every aspect of the game to the table.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to say that next, the fact that, you look around the NHL and you look at the style of defensemen in this league nowadays. I mean, how many real, true, shutdown, defensive-minded defensemen are there anymore? I mean, you look at, Shea Weber, who obviously just got traded. You look at, Roman Josi, guys like that. There aren't too many guys around the league now that are just, straight up shut down type defensemen. These guys are going to more of that offensive mind. The Erik Karlsson, the Brent Burns, and, I know Drew Doughty does a lot of great things defensively. He's an offensive to kind of guy a little bit as well. And, that's just kind of the direction of the league now. And Tyson Barrie fits into that mold. And I feel like, if you put him with a guy that you can rely on, he's going to even do more offensively. You can see his numbers climb to where he might end up being a Norris Trophy candidate in the next, couple of seasons like that. And if that ends up happening, he's going to want to get paid even more so. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see how this whole thing plays out with him.
So fair to say right now, Drew, you'd be stunned if the Avs trade him?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that happens. I mean, I know with the way this arbitration thing kind of goes, if the arbitrator rules that he's going to get more than $3.5 million per season, I know there's that walk away clause within the CBA that the Avalanche can just kind of walk away from that deal, and then he would become an unrestricted free agent. There's no way that's happening. The Avalanche are not going to just let him walk away for nothing. And I think, if you get this deal locked up, you're going to have him for at least the next 2 or 3 seasons. Maybe then down the road in 2 or 3 years, if you can't get something worked out, if you don't get a long-term deal worked out, here, you know, in the next year or so, then maybe I could see him being traded. But I would be really, really surprised if the Avalanche traded him, because truthfully, I don't see how they could trade him and get better. This is a team that is already struggling enough defensively as it is. If you lose one of your better defensemen, you're certainly not getting any better. So I'd be shocked and stunned if Tyson Barrie got traded within the next year or so.
Drew, I appreciate the rundown. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for your time.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me, and enjoy the summer.